Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Dang, AI strikes again. No wonder folks are jittery out there. Even if buyers are safe for now, they are laying low and sticking to the status quo. That's understandable. The problem is that we change makers know the best path forward is counterintuitive. It's to scan the environment and pounce on new opportunities. So how do we help these folks move out of their very justified fear mode? Here are my two favorite ideas when buyers are in the throes of a layoff. First off, you gotta stay on the radar. These folks are in the midst of chaos. They don't know when the axe is gonna fall, which is why most of them are frozen in place. From a sales perspective, it's easy to give these folks space to ask when would be a good time to follow up. The problem with that is they don't know. So instead, stick around and talk them off the ledge. Be the beacon of what I call realistic hopefulness. Acknowledge and empathize with what's going on. Then use that as a springboard to remind folks what they have and that they have the strength to get through this. Second, and this can be done while you're giving out hopeful vibes, is to plant seeds. What are the opportunities to pivot out there? What can be done to shore up your buyer's team or themselves? The more visionary folks will jump on this. The fearful ones will put your ideas in the later file. This helps you see how your buyer's success risk and who are more willing to take advantage of the chaos. From a sales perspective, focus on that latter group. As noted in the post, the outcome we want here is to stay top of mind. When we reach out and help in tough times, we cement relationships. And you never know when those seeds we plant for our business will sprout. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.